Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. We have been blessed to see another Monday, and I pray today you have opened your eyes with great expectation. We are slowly navigating this healing journey, and this week I want us to focus on resilience. So if you're anything like me, you need to know the definition of what things mean so you can further understand it and apply it to your life. So what is resilience? It is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to recover from setbacks, and to keep moving forward despite challenges. It's not about avoiding difficulties, but rather about facing them head on and emerging stronger. The reason why I want us to focus on resilience this week is because it's a vital part of our healing journey. When we encounter stress, our brain and body responds in a specific way. And this is why it's important to renew your mind daily, because during stress, our brain forms neutral connections. And it is important that we are connecting to the right things, because this will train our brains to become more resilient. You remember the old saying, you are what you eat? This is exactly what this means. Your actions are fueled by your thoughts, so think well. So you can speak well, and then you can do well. If this is your first episode with me, allow me to dive into my current situation and why resilience is important to me. My name is Cher Renee, and I am the host of the Blemished Beauty Podcast, and I am also your favorite Jersey girl. I am 38 years old, and now I'm a single mother with two boys. My boys are 15 and 5, so life as a single mother has been a rough road. Every day, despite the frustration, I continue to wake up and show up, and sometimes that's all I can do. When I first started this journey 2 years ago, I didn't know what to do or how I was going to do it. But looking at life now, I can say I am now the host of an amazing podcast. I am working full time, paying my bills, and the author of several journals. So if you were listening on a previous episode, you know that I have been divorced twice. And when I started this journey 2 years ago, I was working two full-time jobs as a single parent, trying to juggle everything, didn't know how I was going to pay these bills and if it was going to get done, because when you are a unit, you're used to tackling things collectively. So now going into a space where everything falls on me, I was struggling with how I was going to map everything out. Because I'm an analytical person, I have to have my map mapped out from A to Z. And when you're in a vein like this, sometimes all you can focus on is conquering A. And this is a lesson that is very hard for me, because I like everything strategically done, all my I's dotted and all my T's crossed. But now I have no longer been able to work two jobs. I am now able to work one job and one job only. And the progression was slow, but it happened. So keep that in mind. I don't know when it all started to come together, but it came together. And like I said, it is important to focus on one day at a time. I promise you, sleep, will be so much easier when you focus on the small wins and take things one moment at a time. Focusing on the small wins builds a resilient mindset. It allows you to feel more confident and optimistic, and that can impact how you handle stress. So let's reframe our minds and change negative patterns. So y'all know, I must give y'all some tips, because if you're like me, you need a list. So let's start by setting realistic goals and breaking them into manageable steps. Develop problem-solving skills and learn to adapt to changing circumstances. Remember, resilience is a skill that can be developed over time. Self-care is another critical component. Physical health, exercise, nutrition, and sleep plays a significant role in our ability to handle stress. Mental health practices like mindfulness and meditation and relaxation techniques can also help us stay grounded. Strengthening social connections is vital. A strong support network can provide emotional support and practical assistance during tough times. Building and maintaining healthy relationships is a key aspect of resilience as well. Overcoming setbacks is a part of the journey. When faced with failure or disappointment, it is important to view these experiences as opportunities for growth. Learn from them and use them to build your resilience muscle. Resilience isn't limited to one area of life, though. It applies to the workplace, personal relationships, and health and wellness. Each area presents unique challenges, and building resilience can help you navigate them more effectively. Now, during my journey, I had to tap into several resources. Several. There are many books and podcasts and online courses available that can help you build resilience. And remember, seeking professional help from a therapist or a counselor is always a good option if you need it. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this quick beauty mark for the week. And as always, I want you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, have an amazing week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.